This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This month, federal regulators are expected to come out with new rules covering the disease known as black lung. The Department of Labor, which is writing the new requirements, won't disclose details yet, but as Sally Herships reports, miners say tighter restrictions can't come too soon, with about 1,000 miners dying of the disease each year.
The initiative to end black lung launched in 2010, and coal miners today...
These men are reporting, and you know, the dust is so thick you can't see in front of your face.
Timothy Bailey is a West Virginia lawyer. He represents miners with black lung.
Not only are we seeing more advanced cases, but we're seeing the advanced cases in younger coal miners.
Bailey says as we run out of pure sources of coal, miners breathe in more rock dust than they used to. But there haven't been many changes to rules about dust in mines since 1969. Dr. Edward Petzonk teaches pulmonary medicine at West Virginia University.
It's clear that the science that was used to set the original standard wasn't quite as accurate as it could have been.
Dr. Petzonk says the amount of dust, as well as its toxicity, must be increasing. But the National Mining Association, which represents companies, says problems only exist in some states, so it doesn't support tighter rules industry-wide. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.